Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Yo, episode 30. We in the building. We actually got beers though this time. We didn't have no champagne like we said we was.
Some of us got beers.
Bottles.
Daniel back in the building.
Yo, yo.
George. Ryan.
Zing. Sure.
Long week.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Kind of got a lot of stuff to talk about a little bit.
Like the Indians clinching World Series berth.
Okay, I thought you were about to say World Series win. So yeah. Slow down here.
They actually might, though.
They actually might win the World Series.
They're in the World Series.
They're going to play the Dodgers?
Of course
they
might.
They're going to play the Dodgers?
I hope so.
Dang.
I'll provide updates to the show.
If Indians.
Oh, game three's on. Game four's on tonight.
If Indians and Cavs right win championships in the exact same year, and literally like something.
World
December
might
31st, something's going to happen on New
it's
Year's.
Rapture.
I get paranoid on New Year's
only
every
if
year.
Like Philadelphia Flyers win a championship. If you have Cleveland and Philadelphia win championships back to back, or Eagles, it's a wrap.
I don't know, man.
The Rapture.
Pickups?
I got pickups. I got a couple pickups. I was talking to Daniel before. Like, I don't. Like, there's a shoe I bought. I don't remember what it is. So I bought the color Ultra Boost, which I, you know, based on your opinion, I might uncage. They are fire flames.
Kind of expensive to uncage.
They are. Yeah, 260 was a hitter on them. And then I picked up a pair of the ones that I sent you, those Pegasus 92 USAs, something I've been waiting for forever. I picked them up off of Oneness. They're having an awesome sale right now.
Wait, what?
$55. The what Pegasus 92 USAs. I sent him in the group chat. And then what was the last shoe that I bought? I bought something else, but I don't remember. I have no idea what it was. I don't know. I don't remember the last one. So that's all I got.
If I remember, you
had to buy something else.
I did buy something, but I don't remember what it is.
What'd you buy, Daniel?
Oh, I bought a bunch of crap. I bought black OVO 10s the other day. What else did I send you that was on that list? I bought black flip threes. I bought CDP fives. I bought varsity fives. What else did I buy?
I can't remember. It was a lot of things.
You were hard in the paint.
I don't even remember.
You must have won the lottery. I don't think there was a single thing you
refinanced his house
that I would have worn.
That you would have worn?
4 years ago? Maybe.
Black flip threes. I can't wear threes anyways, but I've always liked black flip threes. Oh, okay. So I always like black flip threes.
I'm not saying I think the shoes that he got are bad. I'm just saying I like fives, I got rid of all fives.
Oh, yeah.
Threes, I got rid of all threes.
The thing about black flip threes, because I had a bunch that came out. With that leather insole, they like blisters all over my fucking toes, like everywhere.
That's athlete's foot.
No. Yeah, that was herpes.
I've been wearing mine all day. We're good.
What
USA Prestos. That
that's right. Yeah, but you still paying them. It's a lot of money still.
I got my Gucci Man shirt in the mail.
Did you get them? Wait, did you get them on discount?
I got them for $139.
That's a lot.
Shoe Palace discount, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Why you got a Shoe Palace?
Still better than retail. I mean, anything better than retail, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah,
about.
That was the thing. Anything better than retail. And Shoe Palace was the only place, like I said, it's like Finish Line is the only other place I know that has them. And I have no plugs at Finish Line, so.
You get any Gucci shirts?
Nah.
Did you try?
Yeah.
And you failed?
I had one in the cart. It said item in cart, but up in the right-hand corner of the app, like it wasn't there to check out.
I was sitting there on that Gucci day. Lame. I mean, on that Gucci release day, I was just copping everything. I was like, is this really hard on Supreme? I mean, I got my son some Christmas shirts.
Oh, I was like, what?
I mean, jacket.
On Supreme?
Yeah.
But you didn't get a Gucci shirt?
Well, I didn't even try for the Gucci shirt.
No, the thing about the Supreme shit, though, is like stuff systematically gets knocked out. Like, obviously, the most sought-after thing.
The Gucci stuff was pretty sold out.
And like, then it starts trickling down. People go for the jacket or whatever other hot item is.
Whatever the like purple. I think there was a Gucci purple shirt. It was left. Maybe a yellow was like left.
The purple was left because you should have bought that, because that one is, besides the green, is the second highest reselling.
Really? I could have bought that one. Well, I saw a size. That's how I put it.
See, I copped the green because like I thought that was the coolest color.
Wait, how many you got?
I just got one.
I thought you had a white one.
No, I just got the green.
Oh, Gucci, I thought you said a picture of a white one.
No.
It's light green.
No, 100. It's like Gucci green, like the color that Gucci uses.
Oh.
That one on eBay right now, I think the cheapest one on eBay right now is like $370.
People are stocking those up, man.
I got offered $350. And you didn't take it? Considering it.
I would take $350 for a t-shirt that costs, what, $45?
Mm. 40, 55 shipped, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm about to start buying Supreme.
I think that...
Welcome to my... Yeah, exactly.
Well, you got to be able to get it first.
Yeah.
But... Oh, I could get it.
That's not true.
Tomorrow, Supreme Vans come out.
They do.
I tell you how when I get off, when we get off.
Tomorrow, Skate High and Authentic Vans Supremes come out.
Well, they don't release a shirt like the that every release, though, like the Gucci
it's
shirt.
Like once a season.
Yeah, whatever the artist is that wears the Supreme shirt and then is in the thing, they don't do that very often.
Yeah, it's very...
What's coming out next?
Still, other stuff sells, though, but most of their shirts, I think, I would say like $90 to $100. So, I mean, you're still doubling your money, but you got to ship it and pay fees.
Because them new Supreme Vans are kind of whack.
I
actually think those are kind of dope.
They're kind of dope.
It's regular. They're just checkered with Supreme written in the checkers.
It's like a Vans classic, like... Checkered print was Supreme. Like they're gonna sell. They're
I mean, you already know I'm not like a Supreme like fanatic or whatever. I don't care about that kind of stuff. But I actually thought they're kind of dope. But it's probably just because of the colors they did.
The other big thing that's coming out for Supreme this season is they're doing a camo. It's like a white, black, and brown camo with the box logo, which is gonna that's gonna fly and sell for three, four times.
Hey, pickups, George.
I think I bought the Olive Ultra Boost.
You're in the draw. You're in the Jackrabbit draw.
I think I bought them. I'm not 100% sure. Their customer service said no one apparently got a. Okay, so this is what they told me. So apparently Jackrabbit has two inventory systems. The one online when you order, and then it's supposed to link with whatever their back end is. Pause. It did not link. So no one apparently got a confirmation. She said by tomorrow IT should have it figured out. She did find my order that it went through because I got an invoice number, but I don't know what that means. So she was like, well, tomorrow we'll email you and let you know one way or the other. I was like, all right, whatever.
That's why stores like that shouldn't get products. They shouldn't even get shoes. They have no idea what they're doing.
You're right, but I didn't realize that store was as big as it is. They might have like 50 physical locations.
I've never even heard of it.
I've only heard of it on online releases with Ultra Boost because it's a running store. It's like, what's the one we have out here?
I can't think of Runner World, something like that. I forgot what it's called. It's something.
Yeah, there's one out here too. I think it's based in California, but there's a lot of them in Arizona. But I looked at the map online. They have stores in like Colorado, Texas, and all along the East Coast. So they might have 50 stores. So I'm sure they have plenty of inventory. But when you... When you release something like that, you're literally the first store in the world to release that.
That's a fact.
And because people have been waiting for that shoe.
Once they dropped them, I went on every single website known to man trying to look for them. I was like, oh, they dropped there. They got to be dropping on Oneness or Extra Butter or something.
Yo, these beers hit me.
So hopefully I got those. I don't think I bought anything else. I bought a hat.
Oh. a hat?
Yeah, I bought a hat. I told you about that.
Was it original?
I mean, original from like 1957 or whenever the Raiders franchise begun.
Was it better than just having a 3 on it?
Definitely better than having a 3 on it.
All right. That Chance hat sell out? I'm assuming it sold out.
I guess. It sold out. It was on back order for like 6 months. Yeah. I gave up.
I went to the site and tried to order it. It was sold out.
It's fire.
But
it's the dopest hat ever made.
But they did have two of his...
that doesn't even make any sense.
His Shut new up. Era collabs on there that they did with the White Sox.
So really?
I picked up those two.
Oh, nice. How much were they? 44?
It's like 45.
Oh. You didn't buy any Pablo clothes last night?
The fuck, no.
Oh. Why not?
Feels like Gildan.
Exactly. Which is another reason why I didn't buy anything.
I think on like the last, what was the last sneaker shopping?
Gucci?
We're good.
Sneaker shopping, Gucci?
I saw something where that Stadium Goods had Pablo shirts in the store. And like, that you know, Gucci. Probably for whatever ridiculous amounts. And then the stuff released last night. So all the prices probably
every single city
fall now.
My pickups, I actually got 5 New Balances, 997 and a half. 7.5.
Have you got those in the mail yet?
No, they come tomorrow. Fire. I mean, I had to get them. I said I was going to get them when I first seen the picks. Love them.
Yeah, they need to be about $80 cheaper.
About $110 cheaper.
I also got those sneaker box dunks. Those sucked. All right.
Took them back.
Took them back.
But the you got ones? Your money back.
talking about the orange one?
Yeah.
Dang. So double down.
Oh, yeah, I might as well tell that. So got the dunks in the mail, right? Trash. All right. You know, I don't know what this stuff goes through quality control. Like, I hate when, like, the insole of a shoe is the greatest part of a shoe. Like,
the
shoe
is the greatest part.
It's the greatest part of the shoe. Sick. If they would have actually made, like, a canvas
shoe. They look dope on feet. Like, what was wrong with it?
Like, yeah, what didn't you like?
I know you don't like the padded tongue. I know
it
that.
Felt Pause. Cheap. The padded tongue I probably could have like lived with. It felt cheap. The swoosh was like gloss.
So the leather was something.
Like the leather, I mean, it was probably good. It's just not what I liked. It wasn't for me. All right. It should have been like to me. That's one of those shoes where quality control is like, you know what? Maybe this should be suede. Maybe we should make this an orange suede shoe, or maybe we should take the imprint of the insole, that sneaker box, and put that on the outside of the shoe. Canvas, like something cool. Like it was whack. So I was like, all right, took it back to Nike, right? I go into Nike. Homeboy comes up to the register. He goes, oh, you pay for PayPal. You pay for PayPal for this, so you can only get a gift card. I said, no. When I bring stuff back, I get cash. No. We just implemented a new policy 6 weeks ago. He said, it's right there. I read. I said, this says nothing about PayPal or nothing. He said, you know what? We're going to just give you cash, sir. I said, all right, fine. Give me cash. Scan the receipt.
He scanned the receipt?
No, he scanned it. Oh, okay. Scanned the receipt. I looked at the thing. It said $188.63. I said, hey, man, these ain't cost that much money. I don't want you giving me too much money because I don't want nobody coming to me. Ignore me. He's so mad because me and him had that back and forth. I said, look, man, the box says $100 on it. I said, look, sneakers app. It says I paid $100 whatever. That's it. He said, look, I scanned the receipt. That's what came up, and that's what you're getting. Walked out with $188. So I bought a shoe for $100 and walked out with $188. So just for anybody listening, I tried to give them the money back.
I mean, you probably paid like, what, $108? I mean, there is tax.
All right, give his name and employee number now.
So dang. I tried. I said, man, I don't want to take the money, man. I said, I didn't pay this. Sir, this is what scanned. This is what you're getting. I said, whatever, man.
Obviously, Nike's not hurting for money. So
That took those garbage back, and then
you actually kind of saved me from buying that shoe. To be honest,
It's not worth it. There's so many other better dunks out there. And then I got Band Ones finally. Yeah! Shout out to Don Fisher.
How much?
None of your business. But I did. I am happy. I am very happy I got him. Shout out to Don Fisher. Actually, like, kept looking. Got me a size 10. Good price. Hopefully coming at some point next week.
Don Fisher, if you're listening, I need reverse shatter backboards for $225.
I need OG back shatter backboards, and then I'm done. Like, this, I told my wife, I said, this is the first time I'm going to ask for a Christmas gift. I never ask for anything for Christmas, and I want that.
OG backboards?
And I want a Pro MacBook. What's it called?
MacBook Pro.
I don't buy Macs. Computers, but hey,
you said, this, you a, you said this is the first time I'm ever asking for Christmas gifts. Let me hit you with 2 G's.
I know, I was swinging for the fences on that one.
I've never asked for a Christmas gift.
And a Bentley.
I've earned it.
Just throw a Bentley in.
I thought you wanted an Air, though.
I do want an Air, but people keep saying a Pro is better, which is, I don't understand how.
It is better.
I think the Pro is better.
I like how light the Air is. You can almost throw that joint like in your pocket.
Well, it depends. Okay.
I feel like you just throw it like it, and it lasts like 14
definitely,
hours.
Definitely don't throw it.
It depends what you're trying to do. If you're trying to do anything beyond surfing the web and
basic, you're just trying to edit this thing, this podcast.
I'm sure you can do that on the Air, but if you're talking about doing any kind of like graphic design or anything that's like more heavy duty than whatever, then you don't want an Air. You want a Pro.
Daniel just pulled his out. What is this?
Dang, you gotta say pause. Pause.
what summer is that from? What season?
That's Retina.
What?
It's a Retina. I want to say it's like a year
14, 13, 12. Yeah. That's how Apple kind of does their, well, you know how it works with the iPhones. They do the thing where they, what year it comes out. But that's how the MacBooks are too. My MacBook.
What you was looking at.
My MacBook Pro is from 09.
It's from 13 or 14.
They ain't got that Johnny Cupcake.
Yeah, so they're probably even lighter than that now.
I mean, I really just want one so I could put stickers on it, to be honest with you. I'm not even joking.
Who are we sitting in here with right now? Like,
I honestly, that's the only reason why I got it. When I got that Supreme
like
stuff,
like a little kid.
when I got that, when I got that Supreme stuff, and they gave me the Gucci sticker, I said,
"How did you get a Gucci sticker? I didn't even get a Gucci sticker. I bought a Gucci Man shirt.
Yo, let me get that sticker.
Yo, I didn't get stickers.
I didn't get a Gucci sticker. I got 3 Supreme stickers.
I got quite a few stickers.
Yo, I was a little disappointed the last time I bought some shit. What I bought a backpack, the bowl, and a couple other things, and I got like 1 box logo fucking sticker.
Ugh. I got like about 3 or 4. I was like, damn, I think I need a Mac.
I'm actually about to cop a new Supreme backpack this week too. Dang. From last year.
All right, let's get going. Shout out to Don Fisher. Appreciate it. Hall of Fame inductees. Real quick, we had the most votes we ever had. Now, this is only our second time doing this.
41!
Nope. Last year, we had 76 votes for Hall of Fame inductees. And that's when we first started out. This time, we had 475 votes.
Hey!
Pow! We're about to
Power
make it.
Power Rangers.
And we had 19 comments. We had 19 comments on our website. Our website views are lit, all right? I don't know what they're looking at, but they off the hook, all right?
Dang.
So,
you must have put nudie pics on there.
The three.
You must put a link to YouPorn.
The three new inductees into the Hall of Flames. Are y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
The one with the highest votes. 73 votes.
Chalk Ultra Boosts.
Wrong. All white Ultra Boosts.
Really?
What? All white
wow.
Ultra Boosts. Number
right.
one. Number two, Air Max Hyperfuse 90s. Air Max
90s. Really?
Hyperfuse.
You must have voted
I mean, sorry, number two.
Times.
Nope, number
whoa,
two.
Which one? The one that I put up?
Yeah. So that one had 51 votes.
Wow. What'd you vote for, 50 times?
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. I only voted once. And that was it.
Which ones did you vote for?
I voted none of these. I voted for all whites. No, I did ultra. No, I did all whites. I did whites. I did whites, and I did Duck Camos. Duck Camos number 3. So,
Duck, what? Atmos Camos?
Atmos Duck Camos made it in.
I voted. For
everyone who voted was 13 years old. But shout out, we appreciate y'all.
I voted for Atmos Camos, Chalk Ultra Boosts, and I think Kid Robot Air Max ones.
Kid Robot might have been the lowest amount of votes.
Probably.
But Atmos
Anything
Elephant
that
Print
came out prior to
no,
2014
you know
got zero.
Cherry Woods almost didn't even. they didn't even make
somebody
it.
Clicked,
that's like the
somebody
most valuable
then,
shoe on that list.
Hey, you know
nobody,
what? But you know
it
what?
For.
That's our fault because that should be on there anyway. So I think I'm gonna put Elephant Print Atmos and Cherry Woods just in there because those should be in there. Period.
Somebody clicked on them, then clicked off of them.
And Hirachi almost got in. So
what's Hirachi?
Just the OG, Hirachi Runner.
Oh, okay.
Duck Camo got 42 votes. Elephant Atmos got 40. And Hirachi got 38. So, I mean, hey. So, those are the new inductees. The all-white Adidas Ultra Boost. The Air Max 90 Hyperfuse. And the Air Max 90 Duck Camos. And I'm fine with it. It's cool. So, we appreciate everybody that voted. I'm sure we're going to do another one pretty soon. Well, probably like a good few months from now or something. We'll figure something out. What else are we talking about? Pinnacle Sixes. Anything?
Pinnacle Sixes.
They released this week,
only,
right?
They're only
Saturday.
They're only 250.
250.
Only?
Well, I mean,
the
like,
most
pinnacles
the Pinnacles
are
four.
400.
You're right. Y'all like them?
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't wear them.
Wait a minute.
You'd wear them?
You actually like
you would
them?
Wear them?
Yes.
What would you wear them to do? Just
anything.
To perform at Usher?
Fuck because
that's the only thing that you could do in this
like
be an
those?
Usher background dancer.
I thought for sure nobody on here would like those.
No, I like them.
I mean, I know Simple's going to buy them.
I'm not buying them.
You're gonna buy them.
I'm not buying them.
You're saying that they're only 250.
I'm
you're
not
gonna
buying
be like,
them.
You're gonna be like, oh, I got them for 210.
I got my money in Supreme.
All right. Well,
I'm betting heavy on Supreme.
George,
this week.
You like the Sixes?
I don't even know if I've seen them. What do they look
all
like?
All gold Sixes?
Oh yeah.
You like
you copying?
Those?
I'm not copying. No.
You're wearing?
Did you like
them? The sweatsuit?
Man, they're all right. I'm not a huge
you'd
Six
rock
fan because it's a snow boot to me. But
you'd rock them.
Nah, Sixes are fire.
With
don't
like a gray sweatsuit?
I'm not saying they're, I mean, just same thing with a five. Fives are dope. The design of the shoe is dope.
You got a gold
but
chain?
But it's gigantic. It's as big as this
no.
building we're
a
in right
A five
now.
Is gigantic. A 12 is gigantic. A 6 is slim. It might be the only slim Jordan out there, period.
Okay, well, slim and 18
What
feet
other
tall.
Jordan do you consider slim?
One?
That doesn't count. That's legendary.
Here we
That's
go.
Like saying who greatest rapper, Jay-Z. No, Jay-Z's in legendary status. Jordan 1 is in legend. What? Daniel, you're doing something funny with your eyes.
I don't know about that Jay-Z comment, but we'll
Jay-Z's
we'll
not in
going.
Legendary
no,
status?
No, you said greatest.
No, I'm saying if somebody said who's the greatest rapper right now, somebody said Jay-Z. No.
No.
Jay-Z's out of the question. He's legendary. He's gone. He's legendary. He's out. And the last few bars he spit lately have been trash, all right? On
Jay-Z hasn't had a hitter in like
in a while.
Since like right? New York.
But
New York.
I'm not gonna be disrespectful though. Right? yeah, no, Pinnacle Sixes are trash. I don't understand what grown man plans on wearing those. I mean, well, I guess Daniel.
That was messed up.
I don't get it. Why would you want to wear something that
you
gold?
You just sneak dissed him right here.
What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear with it?
If that's you say a black t-shirt,
no,
and jeans.
No, that's going to that's t-shirt. One of the things where that's the loudest part of your outfit. Just wear something subtle with it.
No, they're awful. Oh, they're really bad. Out of the entire Pinnacle line, those are the worst ones.
That's not the worst.
That four snakeskin's worse than that.
No, the are four snakeskins are fire. No.
Now, which ones do you consider the worst?
Out of the Pinnacles?
None of them. All the ones are fire.
The one lab fours? Are you kidding me?
Lab and Pinnacles are different. You're confusing stuff.
Oh, you're right. You have Pinnacles. The brown croc pinnacle ones are fucking garbage.
That was
going to
be my answer.
Don't say they're
brown.
Garbage. They're just brown shoes. They're brown.
The
ones.
Brown Pinnacle ones are garbage.
Okay, yeah, I have to agree.
Those are garbage.
And you think they're worse than the six?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Those sixes are for like Olympians.
The white Pinnacle ones, the black Pinnacle ones, and the Vachetta tans are fire. Yeah, the brown ones are fucking terrible.
The brown ones are fine. They're
I want that Vachetta tan.
The blue fours, fire. The snakeskin fours. The black ones with the fur. Like,
the horse ones?
The black
ones
are the best ones, though.
Really?
Oh, here we go.
I was going to say those are the worst ones.
The black fours?
Out of the four. I was like, yeah, that's like.
I need, those are the best ones.
You want that pony hair? Is that what you're
that's
saying?
That's what it's.
I mean,
sucks
I got pony hair Nikes.
Oh, here we go.
Those are tight, though. We saw those at Manor when they had
But the blue ones are fire.
They are.
Yeah.
I like those.
And the snakeskin ones, I think the snakeskin ones
are. I think they're cool.
Super dope.
They're hard to wear. Mm-hmm. All the fours are hard to wear.
Yeah, fours are hard to wear, you know.
The I hope that blue one that comes out is not patent leather. I'll just say that.
Which blue one?
The all blue four that's coming out.
I mean, is that actually coming out, that suede pick?
I didn't see a suede pick. I just saw a picture from the... Okay, well, I'm going to say pause before I say it, but I just saw the picture from the back.
Dang, at night.
Yes, Zimas.
So, Daniel, you copping sixes?
I mean,
bro,
I like
you gonna try?
I would like to.
You gonna cop those?
Bro,
I hope they sit. They should sit everywhere.
If
that's fine,
you know what?
This should be GS.
Don't get mad when I have that big ass Jumpman ornament hanging from my fucking rearview mirror.
Yes, and
you better
Christmas
put on a
tree.
Chain. If they can bring back Pepsi Crystal, they can bring back Zimas.
Is that really come back?
Yeah.
Pepsi Crystal's really out.
It's out now.
I thought it was a joke. When people
no.
kept
no.
posting
that. Yeah. I saw a truck driving with Pepsi Crystal down the side. If they can bring that back, you can bring Zima back. There's no excuse.
No
Zima,
joke.
If you're listening, bring it back.
No joke.
We got a segment. Zima's at night.
I remember third grade, my dad was like, running the store before a basketball game. Running the store, get you a bottle of water. I thought Pepsi made water. Grabbed the Pepsi Crystal, went to my basketball game, cracked that joint open at halftime. One of the worst tasting things I've ever had in my entire life. It's a psychological thing. I can't drink
There's
something
There's been a lot of
something.
Terrible sodas made by companies that just should stick to what they're known for. They've like Sprite.
You're right.
Sprite made some crazy stuff at one point.
Well, that Remix
Dr.
Berry.
Dr. Pepper made some crazy
that
stuff.
That LeBron Sprite was pretty good. Pause. It was like lemon berry or something. It was
Well, there was two different flavors, I think.
Now,
there was one
Mountain
that was like a red can and an orange can.
I don't drink soda.
You don't drink no soda?
Once in a great while.
I mean, I haven't had soda for soda like
And if it is, I don't very far. It'll be like a Coke.
Yeah, I drink a Diet Coke or like a root
beer. A Mexican Coke.
It depends on what I'm eating. If I'm eating a slice of pizza, I'm getting some root beer. If I'm eating like a sub sandwich, I'm getting Powerade or something like that. Facts. But Crystal Pepsi is disgusting, all right? If you're psychologically looking at it as a Pepsi and it's not brown, I can't drink it. I can't do it.
So when they release like that,
dang,
purple
that's racist.
Ketchup, that fuck you up?
Yes, I was telling George that when they had suckers,
the green and purple,
when they had
ketchup.
Suckers that were like blue, but they taste like cherry. Literally, as a kid, I sat there like that Krabby Patty meme, like just dizzy, like I couldn't believe that the sucker was blue and it tasted like cherry.
Yeah, he's very bothered.
Insane.
Stuff like that.
That's insane. When Burger King came out with that black burger. For Halloween? Come on, bro.
Yo,
we tried
to get that. That shit was sold out everywhere.
Black burgers?
Yeah.
You mean the bun, right?
We're making moves out here, B. Black burgers.
Yes.
It's time for change.
He doesn't like when,
yes,
like,
we can.
Them Starbursts that are like, where it's like, where it's like red, it's wrapped in red, but it's like banana or something. He hates that stuff.
Makes me gag.
I don't get it. It makes no sense. It tastes what it tastes
That's
like.
That's a psychological thing.
Trash can. It is psychological. George. Maroon Foams. Would you like to tell the world what you said last night in the thread?
Oh, yeah.
You said,
in my opinion, best foam positive of all time.
And that you would wear it.
If someone gave it to me, I would wear it. I would not pay for it.
And if it was $112, you would buy it.
I'd have to try it on in the store first and see what it looked like, and then maybe I would think about it. But to me, it's the best foam positive of all time. And I know there's a lot of, number one, there's a lot of foam positive fans out there. And number two, there's a lot of classic, and I use that word even though to me it's not classic. There's a lot of classic colorways. Like, obviously, the original Royal, classic. The
Coppers. Gold.
Yeah, coppers.
You gotta count coppers. Pewters.
The ivory. Is it ivories or pearls? Yeah, the pearls. Yeah. So, ivories. I mean, same thing.
So, I don't know why that made me laugh like that.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna start a GoFundMe for maroon foams for you.
Yes.
And we're gonna we're gonna have the listeners donate to buy them, and then you have to wear them for a week straight.
Bro, I'm actually gonna start that GoFundMe.
Let's start a GoFundMe for maroon.
Start a GoFundMe for me for $350.
For maroon.
And if you're gonna do something
for George. And once we hit $250, we will buy them. George will wear them.
I think you can wait till they go on sale.
George will wear them every day. Then we'll double up. George will wear them every day for
a month.
For 30 days.
Yo, if y'all listening, the GoFundMe will be up by tomorrow. That's facts. Facts.
I will wear them. I don't know about 30 days straight.
That's Daniel, you like foam still? Ridiculous.
I don't hate foams.
Do you wear them? Do you have any?
I have one pair.
Well, I think we all got one pair except George.
At least one
pair. Well, I have two or three pairs.
I've got three pairs.
I have coppers, pewters, royals.
All three that I want.
I think that's it.
Maybe I have the camos, then the fighter jets, and the pearlized purple.
Is maroon foam posit?
No.
Is it going to bring back foams?
No.
Is it going to bring back
foams? There's no bringing them back.
Well, they're re-releasing royals.
I think the only thing that would bring a lot of these shoes back is price point.
That's a fact.
If foams were $180 like they were when the Royals first came out,
you can't pay $250 for them.
That's a fact. I mean, I think they're dope. I see them all the time. I think they are dope. All right. And it make you think, like, dang, maybe
you
I
think
could
foams
cop
are dope?
Them. No, maroons.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fire.
Yeah. I mean, anything with gum bottom pauses.
You love anything with gum bottom.
I mean,
bottom,
it's hard to go wrong with the gum
bottom. You love them Supreme Blazers, and you hated on Supreme Blazer OGs. He said
sucked. No, well, I mean, I had to go back and rewind the tape. I don't know if I said they suck. I just didn't agree they should be on that list.
Supreme OG.
They did that Blazers pack really well.
That, which ones?
The blue, pink, and
was
wheat right pack.
You got those, Daniel?
Mm-mm.
I mean,
you like them? You like anything Supreme.
No, that's not true.
Are you a hype beast?
What?
Do people still say that?
Yes.
They do?
Oh, yeah, people say hype beast.
What is a hype beast?
Everybody's got a little bit of
somebody
hype beast.
Somebody who, like,
we never had a hype beast episode. I mean, what isn't hype, though?
I would say.
Like, you and I, like, we would buy Zoom Flight 96's Olympics. Like, that's not hype beast.
I would personally
consider anybody who just rides the wave of what's hot. Like, you're that person who changes with the trends.
I know a hype beast, but I'm not saying anything on the show.
Well, if you just buy shit because Kanye wears it, then there's your example.
Yeah.
You already said who it is by just saying that. George is a hype beast because he now wants every single Yeezy
every
350
Yeezy
on earth. It's already
if I was a hype beast,
there's an antidote.
Okay, for number one, if I was a hype beast, I would have copped every single thing on that release that I sent you last night, and I didn't cop anything.
What did you put last night? The
Yeezy link, whatever that, the clothing.
Oh. Yeah, but that garbage is made by, like, Gildan. I hate that. How could you be Yeezy and sell Gildan clothes like that? That's trash, man. Oh, my goodness.
Everything is Gildan.
I can't stand when you order something like and it got the Gildan tag on it. You could at least rip the tag off and make me think it's something else. You could at least rip that off and spray paint Pablo in the collar and make me think you did something else.
I personally have a few problems with that, too. Especially, like you said, he is supposed to be, quote-unquote, a designer. And how are you just going to print on the cheapest fucking shirt ever?
Like, that should be below him. What are you doing?
I think I'm sweating.
You are sweating. You're ruining that Manor shirt.
I know. Shout out to Manor. Sorry, I'm sweating out your shirt,
that
Jeremy.
Manor
I might need another one. I'll stop in this week.
Ruined. No, I'm not a hype beast. But 350s are. I like 350s because number one, it has Boost in it, and number two, it's a very comfortable shoe. See, what changed my mind is once I finally wore that Pirate Black, because I was thinking for a long time, like, I might sell this, but I wore it and I was like, okay, I need to.
And you was breaking necks.
Okay. I did have random people who, like, you don't would never guess know about shoes be like, you got Yeezys.
Everybody knows Yeezys.
Yeah, though. So I was like, I mean, it's not fake.
When I wore them to Chipotle, literally, I mean, they probably like 14, 15-year-old girls. Yeezys, you got Yeezys. I'm like, well, everybody knows Yeezys.
Yeah, but
I don't
care about, like, number one, I don't care about Supreme stuff. I don't care about Bape, and I don't care about nothing Kanye wears. So,
if
I mean,
you can sell a
there's
Gucci
your answer
t-shirt
right
for that
there.
Much you do.
I got two out of the three.
But that's selling, not wearing.
That might be a hype beast. Oh, no.
Nah, I mean, there's things that I've always liked because I liked it. I mean, it's not my fault that most of the people.
Did you have any other cool Yeezys, like Pirate Blacks or Moon?
I have Yeezy Ones, Nike Yeezy Ones.
Oh, okay.
Retail. What color?
Blinks. There's no, I couldn't. I, there's no way I could wear those ever.
Yeah, I can't either. My pants
got boots. Blinks for
I'm
retail.
Not tall enough. They're just
boots. What? How'd you get them? Release or
High Point? On release, High Point.
Oh, really? You sat in line for 4 days?
No. So the first, they did it. They switched it up. The first time for the Zens, yeah. Zens was a lineup, and I fucking was in that line all night and didn't get them. I was probably like 25th in line. 22nd
was that the
in
one
line?
Where like the grown man?
I wouldn't
cried
even think there would be like lines back then.
I wouldn't be surprised. The dude behind me looked like he was
what
about
year
to
did
cry.
They come out? 2010?
No, it was like 2007. Oh, it was May 11. 11, yeah. 11. 2010 or 11.
Nine, no, actually. The twos came out in 11, I'm pretty sure, or 12.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I was living in Arizona yet when ones came out.
I thought you weren't living.
Oh, wait a minute. Never so, mind.
I'm quite sure you were.
I came here in 99.
Yeah, you definitely were here for that. So, oh,
so yeah, the first one was the first
no,
one.
No, I'm surprised there was even a
that
lineup.
That might have been like 2006.
Really?
No,
there
was
a lineup?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it because of his like Louis Vuitton shoes and like other stuff people? Okay, because I didn't even
know they came out.
Like, Kanye's always been Kanye, man.
Well, I know, but I doubt. Okay, so let's put it this
the
way.
The Zen Grey colorway of the Yeezy One released 99. April
4th, 2009. Yep.
So 9. All right, so I thought it was 10. Okay, so yeah. But see, I would think like, number one, no resellers would be in line unless you're already a shoe collector
no,
yourself.
There was a.
And then number two, all these people who, like you said, and like I said earlier, say Yeezy, Yeezy, Yeezy at like Chipotle or whatever. Those people wouldn't know or didn't care either. You know no. what I mean? Like that's a big part of the population that tries to buy these.
I think well back then it was the information wasn't as readily available now, so
yeah.
that's why there
that's
wasn't
part
as
of
many.
It, yeah,
because I say maximum,
but like you couldn't sell $500 add to carts in 2009. No. I'm sorry, you just couldn't do that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like
well,
even
the
even if you were guaranteed a pair,
the first one was a legitimate first come first serve lineup. So I would say. Honestly, max amount of people that were in that line were maybe 40 people most.
Okay, yeah.
Because they got
now
like one size
100.
Run. Yeah.
Well, they said they got 18 pairs. Yeah. They probably
and,
hey, got
while
32.
We're talking about Chipotle chorizo, fire flames. Y'all haven't tried it? Get there. Chipotle sponsor us.
I don't know if I can.
I mean,
does
it like a breakfast thing or
no?
No all day.
They just all day chorizo.
Oh,
it's
I didn't
so
know they
good.
Had that.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Chorizo's oily.
Chorizo. It does. Their chorizo's a lot of grease.
It's a lot of grease. My family, my family-in-law, whatever, make chorizo, stuff be dripping, B. No
that
homo.
Shit's bomb.
Boss, B. Dripping out the tortillas all over the place.
All over bomb. Your chin.
All right. Yeah. Look at Daniel. Daniel's coming, I ain't coming back here.
Well, that's another one.
We get sidetracked so many times. Anyways, wrap up the fucking story. The first one was a lineup. Second one was... You had to for every $40 you spent, you got a raffle ticket.
Oh, that's so what I it so was. Happened, I do remember something like that.
I so happened to be the third person that was called and got my shoe.
Must be nice. Your size and everything, like.
The second person got the 10.5, so I had to get the 10. But good thing they run big.
You ever wear them? Or have you worn them? Oh, mm-hmm. I just couldn't wear those things. I mean, I'm way too short. I mean, George could wear them, but he would refuse to.
I don't even know if I could do it.
Another thing, Georgia brought up last night. Which was a fact is how expensive Nike clothes are.
I
don't know. I don't buy anything for fucking retail from Nike.
Nobody.
As far as clothes.
Nobody does.
I don't know
anybody
they
does.
Think they're like a luxury company now. Like,
really,
I can understand
really
you doing your Nike Lab collabs and like.
I understand.
Whatever that.
That
like FC Bristol stuff is or whatever, because that stuff's really expensive too. But their regular like hoop shorts or compression shorts, some of them are over $100. I don't get that.
I seen some like above the knee, maybe like some type of runner thing. It was called Stretch something. They were $125 shorts.
Those right. Technic t-shirts
jackets?
With the pocket are $195. Who's buying that?
I don't.
And it's dope, but who's buying that?
And you see, I think they fall. The people that fall for that stuff is like the prey. They're like the moms who's like, oh, let's just go on Nike and buy this. Let's go to Nike Town and go buy it.
Oh, like Christmas present or something?
Like, yeah, that or like, oh, you know, Joe is playing basketball this season. Let's go get him some shorts. Like, or whatever. Like, I was
well,
say
that's
Billy.
That's definitely how those like.
That's how they stay.
The socks
that's
thing
how.
Started. What?
Because none of us would do that. None of us would be like, yo, let's go to Nike Kirlin and
I
go get
a been there.
A
I haven't been to the Nike store maybe in 2 years.
I can't think of the last time I've been. I can't. I don't
well,
know.
You probably went with Simple at some point, but the last time I've been there might have been
we
2 years
we
ago.
72 tens?
Maybe. No, I don't think we were there for 72 tens. Did we?
Yeah, yeah, you did. You guys.
Oh, yeah, because I remember going to Urban after.
Oh, okay.
So we did go there for 72 cents.
Yeah, no, I went on Nike and I seen the, like, fleece, you know, whatever you run in. Like, you're running it. It was $225. I was like, who buys this?
The
like,
pant, like the tech
no, it was
pants,
the jacket
or?
Thing. Like, it had, like, a little drawstring hoodie. And, oh, like, yeah, you know, yeah. You put your thumbs in oh, it yeah. and
was
you
some,
run.
Was it some tech fleece stuff?
It was something, but bruh, it can't be $225. You can't expect me to buy $180 shoes, $150-plus shoes, and $225 jacket. I would literally be running
shoes?
Through my neighborhood wearing about $1,000 worth of clothing. If you buy the tights, the shorts, and the jacket and the shoes, you're worth about $800 running around through the neighborhood. And when I run with a baseball bat because there's crazy dogs that walk around. Actually, it's coyotes. We've been seeing a lot of coyotes lately.
That's a good question to which I don't know the answer. Rich white people would have been my answer.
That's all I can think of. Nah, I didn't want to say it. I'm glad.
I didn't cop it.
Yes, but you buy everything from the outlet.
Didn't cop it.
Yes, but see, they're banking on like that family who walks into Nike. Like you go to San Francisco, Nike is packed. All right, people are in there buying that stuff. Like, oh, you know, a running jacket is $225. All right, I'll buy it. They sell coats or jackets $500. I understand what is that? I understand a Defender jacket being a lot with leather on it, but all that other stuff, get the heck out of here.
The $100.
What is this, those shorts?
Yeah, $100 basketball shorts.
$100 basketball shorts. I mean, you have to be good.
Yeah, I saw some of those in, it was either in Boston or Portland.
I did
Portland
buy, I didn't pay $100 for them, but I bought a pair at the San Diego outlet last year.
They don't
were
even
like,
look like basketball shorts.
They were like water resistant shorts that were $110, I think, for football. And I think I paid $20 for them. They're dope, but like definitely not worth.
But why do you need water resistant shorts for football? Like if you fall,
I
in
just
a
spray puddle? That spray that water on yes. your face. Dribbles,
to be honest,
drizzles down.
I think it's just one of those
dribbles.
It's a retail.
Drizzles down.
It's just the business side of it. You try to make as much money as you can selling it at the highest price, but realistically, you know. You're still making your profit at like $20 or something.
I wonder
like that.
How much they actually sell of something like that. Like, I mean, even like when the football jerseys, they got like the wire right here, like
the fly wire.
What does that even do?
It helps honestly if you're playing. If someone if they keep tackling you and pulling your jersey,
Daniel, stop, stop it, Daniel. Do not tell me it helps with tackling.
Are you talking about? So you're not talking about in the actual game. You're talking about people buying like what the player has on the field.
Yeah, I mean, if that's where the money comes from, is like
you're paying for the R&D, fam.
Bruh, that's insane. There's like three lines that go like this, and they go flying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, "When you get tackled, you get horse collared."
Yeah.
It's so your I mean, that might be a true that's, story that's for like
for.
The players,
yeah,
but the person doesn't
much?
Need that. Yeah.
Oh my.
The fan
goodness.
Who goes to the game does not need that.
Actually, we didn't talk about Satin Ones. Did anybody know those were coming out?
I didn't know about it till Twitter that morning.
Yeah, I found out that.
But
morning
same thing
IG.
With the Black Toes and whatever else they did restock.
So did Black Toes only come out of Chicago?
No, they were in LA.
No,
too.
Everywhere that like, I'm pretty sure everywhere that restock of the Ban Ones happened.
Oh, I had no idea. Just people on Instagram and everybody like got mine early and Facebook and I. I was like, how the heck has everybody got Black Toes already? You guys like the Satin Ones?
Nope.
Nah, they suck. It looks like a better version of AJKO.
It does.
So,
it
man,
looks like an AJKO
sucks.
To me.
They're
I
fire.
Don't...
Come on.
You like them?
$150, I'd pay $150 for them. Yeah.
Hype beast.
I mean, that might be
we
hype beast.
We would
beast,
all yeah. buy them to resell them. That's not the
I
question.
Would wear
okay.
them. I would play
are they
them,
really selling for hype?
Yes. You would play football in them.
I've yeah. seen them
I
at buy now prices.
You play softball.
Indoor soccer.
Thursday.
Okay, they you haven't AJKO. Worn a different cleat yet to softball.
I might
so let's
this
not
week,
talk about what
dang,
you
Greg
softball.
Retired from softball.
Too much time, man. I just can't seem to make it, man. Yeah, Satin Ones, I don't know, man. Are they really selling for like thousands? Or are they just marked
I haven't
thousands?
Looked at the.
I heard something like 7-8-ish.
7-8,000?
100.
Oh.
I didn't see thousands.
I haven't looked at
somebody
the actual
said
sold listings. I just saw, like, people were asking 5,000, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's all I see. Are they on StockX yet?
And again,
that's what I was about to check
and right again, now. I don't care. Only thing, like, that with stuff like that, I don't really care what resale values are. I am interested to see what the mags are going to go for.
Like that's 30K. All, 30K.
Right. We keep saying that, but I want to see, like, what people are
and
actually
and they did
for
already
some.
Send out, like, winners and stuff like that.
I did not.
Because yeah. I've never yeah. seen a winner.
Thank you.
You
guys all lost.
We all really?
Oh,
I did see some things where, like, one dude who paid $30 worth of tickets won. Another one who just bought. I mean, Darren Revelle was the one tweeting it. So, I mean, I assume it's truthful.
I don't know who that is.
I'm going to donate to Parkinson's now that it's over.
And right. there was.
Now I'm going to donate.
And then there was another one only bought one ticket and won. So, I mean, good for them. I'm not hating, but I'm just saying. It's funny.
I only bought one ticket. I was Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. If I won, cool. If not, whatever. The Dodgers are struggling right now.
Yeah, it's a bad night.
It's tonight. A bad night. I hope we see you in the World Series though.
They got one more home game. Well, I mean, it's only in the fourth or fifth inning or whatever, so it's definitely not over yet. But
if the Dodgers and the Indians play in the World Series, you and I should get in the car and we should drive out there and we should watch.
Yeah,
a game.
I'm not driving anywhere. No
if
more.
They play, I might go.
We should all.
Oh, you're talking
we
about California. I thought y'all drive to Cleveland.
Yes, let's drive to Cleveland. Let's take a 3-day trek to Cleveland.
What is he talking about? I don't know. I figure maybe you had connections to get tickets.
Montana on the way.
I probably could get tickets in Cleveland. I don't know if I can get tickets in L.A.
If you can get tickets in Cleveland, I'll give you $25 towards your flight.
Okay.
Next
topic.
I'll give you a drink ticket. A Southwest drink ticket.
Yes. Next topic.
Hey, if Dodgers go, man, we should drive out there and just, like, I don't know, get into like a fight or something. And just come back.
Yeah, even if we just fight people. Like,
just go to USC.
Bring the microphones and, like, bring a camera, record, sneak this fight.
I seen a video of a fight on a golf course the other day, and, like, one man knocked the other man's hat off, and then that was it. They just, like, hugged.
Truce. Man, we didn't even say we were doing top 10 early.
We didn't even tap off the show with what we were talking about.
It is what it is. What's our top 10 today, Simple?
Top 10 greatest Nike dunks of all time.
You guys should already know. I don't have anything except SBs
us.
On
I have all SBs as well.
Well, I mean, I just call it dunks. I met dunks, all right? I mean all dunks.
No, I'm just clarifying for the listeners right. So they can hate.
I mean, I don't have any. I already know what Daniel probably has. I know what Daniel's number one probably is.
Corleans.
Nah, I bet Dale number one
Corleans,
is Wu-Tang.
Whatever you
pronounce
it.
Corleans are actually dope.
I didn't
even
think
about it.
Dang. I'm close. You got more than one SB? Not SB? You have more than one non-SB? You could talk in the mic.
Yeah.
Nah.
You're allowed to say
I was trying to save the suspense. Come on.
All right. Top 10 greatest dunks, SB or non-SB, to us. I just need this podcast.
Let me ask you this.
Daniel's in the building.
Before we start, let's take a bet. Will the Krampus be on anybody's list?
The Krampus was on my worst sneaker of all time list.
Okay, it's not the worst sneaker of all time, but
the Krampus is in the top 10 worst sneakers of all time.
I know. It's your worst SB of all time.
I would say that's
number one.
That Starbucks one's got to be on there, too.
That's like number three. Number three, Starbucks. Number two, Krampus. Number one.
Simple said he liked the Starbucks.
No. Number two, Dorenbecker, heartbeat. And then number one, Krampus. Worst dunks of all time. Those are fire. Who's going first? I have no honorable mentions, so you guys can just go.
I got a lot of honorable
mentions. I could say some honorable mentions, but I was like, I'm going to just go ahead and chill out today. I'm going to cool out.
I'll go first.
Let's go, George. I mean, Ryan.
I'm Ryan. So my honorable mentions, something that you guys trash on, Biotech dunks.
Trash.
Number two, the Freddy Krueger. The Freddy Krueger samples. I think you're dope.
All right.
Entourage, SB Lowe's.
Entourage or non-entourage? Friends and Family
one?
Oh, all right. I guess
or
I
the non-entourage. Both of them were dope.
Put that on my list.
And then
I own that one.
And then I really like the Northern Lights pack that they did with the low and the high.
Northern Lights.
It was like the Yeezy.
Premier.
Greenish glow.
Green
outsole.
Rapids or whatever that
is. And then.
They're kind of dope.
By that time, the colorway is so played out when it came to like.
That was like the downfall of SB was like right around that time when they came out with those and people thought they could resell them and that was it.
It was like this.
Yeah.
Like Wall Street. Everybody ran out, jumping out of windows. What else you got? That's it?
Kennedy 999.
Man,
it should be on every list.
Kennedy.
Yes, an undefeated force.
I got to give me some Kennedys, man.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
Kennedy?
Okay. Actually, prices are kind of falling on you on worn pairs.
I could give me some Kennedys. If I didn't buy Pharrell.
Just trade a pair of
Yeezy. V2. Well, we call them V2 on here.
V2.
Right? My wife listens to this. We call them V2.
Yes.
And V2's aren't expensive. I could have got them, though. But what's funny is if I came out wearing Kennedy's, not a single person would know what I'm wearing. Yeah, but you guys are sneakerheads. I wore V2s to Food Truck Fridays.
You know,
they just New Balances.
I don't understand how that shoe got way the fuck up and then price is ridiculous.
Wait,
a dope ass shoe, but I just don't understand how it was.
What is this?
I don't know why that's the chosen 1200 one.
Kennedy's?
Yeah.
Why was Kennedy the chosen one?
You know what? That's
are you talking about? Because it's fucking flames.
It is, but come on. The New Balances just came out this weekend are pretty fire.
Yeah, those shits are
like,
good,
how come these ones, like, I mean, what made those ones like the ones? And like you said, we could have all copped Kennedy's when they dropped. Yeah. Everybody could have copped them.
So
they
had the guy only hit up. They only had like in the morning before the release. We talked about this on another episode. In the morning, like 2 hours before they released, there was like like 6 people in line. Yeah. And then at the time it released, I think there was like 40, but they probably had
120, 150 pairs.
No, more than that. They probably had 500 pairs or something. So like people who went in and got one went back in line and got more.
It's insane. So it's funny that you mentioned the who would know thing, because I was at the tailor the other day getting. A couple things, like a couple pairs of pants altered, and this guy walked out.
It was a tailor.
The guy walked out wearing V2s.
He came to the house.
And so I made a comment to him. We got to talking. He's like he's probably in his early 40s, but he was like saying the same thing. He's like, I have all this old stuff, like all these old runners, like New Balances, Asics, like all this old Nike stuff, and you wear it. And he's like, I'm from the East Coast. Like, East Coast, you wear it out, and people are like, oh, shit, that's a Kennedy 999. That's a Jordan 4 from, you know, 01 or whatever. He's like, here, like, you wear it just to get it dusty walking through a parking lot. Like, he's like, there's, like, a few hundred people that know what's on your feet.
Who is this guy?
His name is Paul. He's a customer at Pound for Pound.
It's Paul Blart. You should tell him to come on.
I should.
If he got New Balance and stuff like that, I want to talk to him. Not because I want him. I just want to talk to him. Something different.
All right, we'll hit him up.
That's something that Sneak just does. We talk different stuff.
Different stuff.
George, I don't want to mention.
Different strokes.
Pause. Quite a few here.
Pause.
Quite a few here. I'm sure you'll have this one somewhere in your top 3, I would imagine.
Nah.
Yeah, I bet you will. Paris. Yeah, that one's probably
not even on my list. That's not even on my list.
Wow.
Nope.
Not even on my list.
Paris's are clean. Come on.
I hate those.
They don't suck. It's just. But why was that the chosen one as well?
You said you did an actual project about how dope they were. So let's not go there. All right.
I was young. I was young in adolescence.
High beast.
I did an actual presentation in my psych class on Paris's and Concord Jordans. And literally, like, the class was in amazement. I almost got a standing ovation. Facts.
All right, next honorable mention.
Graduated with honors.
Yes, thank you.
4.6.
Important to the story. Next one, Larry Perkins, Chirping Bird, Low, the one that people call like telephone or whatever.
That's a good one. I remember, I really wanted those, but I couldn't find one where the bird worked, or the chirping things still
worked.
Yeah,
the phone.
Okay,
So Larry Perkins, Chirping Bird, telephone, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
Skunk 420s, Miss Pac-Man's. When Pigs Fly. I know that's on Simple's list somewhere.
That's on your honorable mentions?
Yeah. My top 10 is Flames.
You go.
When Pigs Fly. It's Flames.
Right. Let me see. Yours has got to be all hype beast stuff.
Brain Rex and.
All those suck.
No, they don't. Brain Rex and Tauntauns. Tauntauns might be the best materials ever used on an
Tauntauns aren't in your top 10?
No.
Oh my god, my list is gonna just blow your mind.
Let me get two more real quick. Space Jams and Concord SBs.
I wanted to say Space Jams. Concord's
all right. I'm not.
I wish I didn't sell them. That's how
Mine are at Pound for Pound. So that tells you what I think about
link,
it.
Link in the bio.
hashtag buy my sneakers.
Link in the bio, Georgia sneakers at Pound for Pound. I'm gonna put Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man's. I didn't think of those. I'm gonna put the Chirping Birds, and I'm gonna put gold Costins. I'm gonna put those on there.
Oh my god, I forgot those. The Thai temples. That's one of my favorite.
I wish I didn't sell those ones.
They're dope.
I had those and I sold them.
What size you need?
I don't want them anymore. They're dunks.
You can get them for this Kanye don't wear
low,
them.
I don't want it.
Kanye don't wear them.
What you got, Daniel? Honorable mentions.
Costin Thai Temple.
Okay.
Pee-wee.
That's on my list.
Pee-wee Hermans are it's one color, and I don't gray is a good color to have one color. They're clean. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
But that might be a shoe where the insole was better than the shoe itself as well. The insole mattered on that. All right.
And then Entourage SB.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I should have put that on my honorable mention.
I forgot one more. This might be on one of your lists. Ferris Bueller's.
Not on mine. But I like them though.
It's fire.
I understand it. All right, I'm going to go with my 10. Number 10, Acapulco.
Acapulco Gold.
Acapulco Gold?
Those are fire.
Fire. So underrated.
One of the most underrated shoes ever made.
And when we did our underrated list, we should have that should have been on. One of the most underrated.
The materials used to make that shoe are fire.
Insane.
Okay. I have two. If anybody wants one, hit me up. I'll give it to you for $189.99.
No. They were like that weird.
They look like what's the shoe?
They look like an ACG.
Yeah, they're ACG color. They're like tan, blue, and orange.
No, you got to get those in hand. You got to get them in hand.
They feel like
had them in hand when they were on Hash Bar.
Yeah, that's what we all got.
That's what we got them for $40.
I saw them at the outlet.
Number nine, Cost and Lowe's, the blues.
Those are fire.
Love
I have those, but they're too small.
Number eight, Senhelp Highs. One of my favorite shoes of all time.
Never liked those.
Number seven, Supreme Black Cement Low.
I get to see it.
Absolutely. Flames.
And number six,
Bloody Gums.
Staple Pigeon. Staple Pigeon Dunk Lows.
Yeah, absolutely. Six, Flames.
Okay.
Number six. I'm surprised you guys aren't mad that they're number six.
Number 10.
Your list might be promising.
Number 10.
I might be entertained by your list.
Well.
I might be entertained. Number 10.
Number 10.
I know what Jordan number one is.
About to get hate.
Nah, you don't.
No,
it's reversed.
No, I know. About,
it's reversed.
I can tell you what it is right now.
About to get hate.
It's reversed.
Number 10. The Real Tree Camo Nike SB
Dunk.
That's
the one I put on my worst list. Symbol going hunting.
Fire Flames.
That's
fire.
That's what he wore hunting with his
Real Tree Camo with orange.
That's
just
fire.
Oh, actually, matter of fact, thing we didn't mention, undefeated eights. I hate eights. Maybe one of the
January.
Maybe the best eight of all time. I'm sure I wouldn't be able to get
double
it,
up.
But I would actually consider wearing that.
It's simple said double up.
No, they're the one you
hype beast.
The one you I'm a hype beast about those colors.
Daniel,
olive
Daniel's
and orange.
Dying for them.
Olive and orange.
Yes, you are.
Put it on whatever I'm buying.
Absolutely. Olive and orange is the best. Like,
olive and orange slices. You worship undefeated. And you don't want those?
I do.
Oh, okay. You're pretty nonchalant.
Well, you know. Yeah, some stuff in the works.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you've been on here a few times. Anyway.
Yeah, so remember that.
what you texted is high, but it's not number one. Is high. It's not number one. I'm telling you right now.
It's got flash on
you're going to be disappointed.
It's got flash on there. What you got?
Number nine. This is actually one of the first times I ever met George was getting these shoes. The ugly Christmas sweater gray.
They're clean.
I think the grays are doper than the black. Even though the black was a lot more limited, the black came with like all the dope shit from Concepts.
Hey, you talking about the Snowmans?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's one of your top 10 ever list?
Oh, I love those shoes. I wear them every, like, the week of Christmas, every day until Christmas.
I mean,
That's the only time to wear them.
That's the only time you wear them. But they're fire. They're
you
dope.
Sound like him. The only time he wears, like,
he broke down barriers.
Like holiday shoes is on the holiday. You can wear it other times.
No, you can't. Okay. You can't wear those any other time.
Not that shoe. There's other holiday shoes like Easter KD4s. You don't know it's an Easter shoe. It's just a green shoe. You can wear that whenever you want.
But I know about that.
You know.
You know what I'm saying? You can wear that.
I'm just talking about that.
But you treat them all the same.
No, but that's different. Like a LeBron Christmas?
You treat them all the same.
You can only wear LeBron Christmas during Christmas.
Any of them.
They're red shoes.
It's a red shoe.
What are you talking about?
You can't do it.
It has like
green. It's got green.
You guys are weirdos.
You can't wear them.
Yeah, you can't.
Weirdos.
No, Kobe Cheetahs you can wear year round.
That shit
you can wear Kobe Cheetahs year round.
Did you see what
Kobe Grinches you can wear year round?
Okay, you can stop. You can stop now. Did you see that? I went back and watched
like All Star Kobe's. Okay, you can only wear during All Star Weekend.
Okay, you're done. The Macklemore sneaker shopping. I went back and watched that because I was watching some of the old sneaker shopping complex, and he said he showed Jordan the samples, the what he made. For, you know, like the red shoe, that red clay or whatever, and the green. And Michael Jordan was like, green, that's terrible. And nobody wants a Christmas shoe.
But then somebody showed him gold, and he was like,
sell it.
I doubt he approved that stuff.
He has
you seriously
to.
Think
that was
he
Marcus.
Shit?
But that,
Marcus.
But that,
I don't think so, but somebody has to. I don't maybe not Jordan approves.
Marcus Jordan.
Hey, he might has to. I don't know, man.
But Marcus that, Jordan that goes along
just
with
just to
that.
Give you a heads up, I email Marcus Jordan. So.
Dang, you coming?
I don't know.
He bringing 16s?
No, I emailed him about
Trophy Room 16?
Right. No,
chill out.
I looked on his thing.
You a thought. No matter what.
I looked on his thing and it said like email Marcus Jordan. Like it said contact him. I emailed him. I was like, can we come to the shop and set up a podcast? So he ever responds one day.
I just signed this Bud Light Lime can. We can put it on auction.
Yes. Putting flights on Semple's work credit card.
Shout out Simple Uncle.
Who's next? What are we doing?
He's not done yet.
Go ahead, number eight. My bad.
Number eight, Tiffany Dunk. High.
Yep.
High.
High. I prefer the highs over the lows.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, that's fine, but not the high.
Number seven.
I'm not mad at it.
Liberty Dunks.
Yep.
Highs.
Yep.
Number six.
I didn't put those on my thing. Damn.
Number six. When Pigs Fly.
Okay.
Nike SB Concepts Dunk High.
Okay. George.
Number 10, Roller Derbies.
Oh, God damn it.
Forgot about them.
That would have been my number one. I love freaking Roller Derbies. I got dunks at home.
What are you talking about?
I got like Bruce Springsteen's.
Oh, those are fire, too. You forgot about those.
I didn't even think any of the dunks I own.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's what I thought of first.
They're not Bruce Springsteen's. I mean, yes, they are, but they're like made in the USA or born
Whatever.
In the USA.
Oh, my God. My list is voided. My list is trash.
I knew about it, but I didn't put them on there. They probably should have made it.
I was thinking of Liberties while writing. Like, my mind is like Liberties, but I'm writing other stuff. Didn't think of Liberties or Roller Derbies. Oh, my God. This is very important to George because George is the SB king, okay?
SB head.
What you got?
Pause.
Number nine, Cali Lowe's. I mean,
you have to
put them on there. Number eight, Statue of Liberties. Someone already mentioned. I think Simple did.
Yeah. Remember, the only person with all green ones still.
Yeah. Oh, the pair. Yeah.
It's rare to find somebody with an all green pair of Liberty Highs.
Fire.
Number seven. I assume someone else will have this shoe on. It's not that old, but the year of the China year of the whatever they
the
are
red
Chinese
ones?
New Year the all gray. Reds yeah flames
love them. And I didn't.
Yeah, the Chinese New Year.
You didn't put it
reds.
On there? Dang, you were thirsty for that shoe.
I only put one dunk on my list that I own.
You were thirsty for that shoe, too.
And then number six, honestly, could be number one. That's how much I like it. But the top five for me is just impossible to break into, the Reese Forbes Denim. That is one of the greatest shoes of all time.
Number one to you. You love that shoe.
Love.
That's a good one.
Yeah, a red like bottom ring on the outsole with that, like, two-tone denims. Dope.
Daniel scoffed at the Chinese.
Yeah, I saw him. It's ridiculous.
He's insane. But you got Yeezy
Red
ones.
Red October dunk?
I mean.
That's kind of what people called it when
yeah.
they came out.
Hype beast.
They may have come out before the actual Red Octobers since those came out like a year late.
Bruce Springsteen dunk high.
Bruce Springsteen. You
born in the USA or whatever?
USA.
125.
I would need at least a 10.
What else you got?
Number nine, the Metacom Dunk Low.
I mean, I'm not mad at it.
It's just simple. I like simple. You're gonna learn a lot about me by this fucking list. So number eight is the MF Doom Dunk High.
Yep, that's dope. It's not on my list, but it's dope.
And then number seven.
There's a lot of dope SBs. Like, yeah, we wouldn't wear them these days.
There is. I wanted to put Slater. I wanted to put a lot of stuff on there.
Dunk's my favorite silhouette of all time.
Vamps.
So.
The one he's got right there, I can see it should have been on my honorable mention list, and I knew about it, and I thought about it, but I was like, you're going to be mad I didn't put it on there because I chased it forever.
Number seven is the Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
The Gucci Dunk.
You knew I wanted the resins. Yeah.
Those should be on somebody's.
And then number six is the Michigan Dunk High.
The heck is that?
From the Team Pack, whatever it's called.
OG original release.
Be true to your school.
Yeah, 1985.
All right, who's you're up.
Okay.
If they're not SBs, I can't rock with dunks. Bro.
Here we go.
I can't unless they were the ones that I had.
You like Jordan 1s?
You keep bringing up Jordan 1s.
You like Jordan 1s, okay. But you don't like dunks.
What are the dunks I had? Remember they were deconstructed? It was just leather. Like, it didn't have no padding inside. It was just a piece of leather. It was one piece of leather. Anyways, I have to find those. I think I sold them. Number five, De La Soul Lows. One of the best dunks in the last 10
years.
Wait.
The white?
No.
Yellow? Oh, you're talking about when they changed the high into the low. When they changed the high into the low.
The high to the low.
Brown ones?
Yeah.
You don't even own them.
I do own those.
Oh, you do? How much you pay for them?
I don't know. We bought them off Nike. I bought them off the Nike app.
Oh, shit.
Did
I pay too much?
Number four, Tauntauns. Tauntauns might be the greatest materials on a dunk. Like,
period.
I mean, I love Tauntauns.
Unreal on those.
Crazy unreal. Number three, Tiffany Dunk Lows. Number two, I had a back and forth with this, Hawaii Dunk Lows. I love those. Love them. I should have worn them today. And number one, When Pigs Fly. I think those, to me, are the greatest dunks to me ever right now.
I would agree.
I hated them when they dropped. I refused to even try. I didn't try. And then I met up with George at the outlet. He was wearing them. I mean, one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Like, beautiful. They're beautiful.
I said it before. That was the first time that George and I ever had any interaction. I was like, oh, fuck it. When pigs fly, they forgot my lace locks. And George was like, ay, caramba. They forgot mine, too. Let's be friends.
Yes, ay, caramba. Ay, caramba. Eat my shorts.
Let's be friends. Like, do you want to, like, let me, I'm going to inbox you. Let me slide in your DMs about this.
Yes, yeah, I want the fire pizza.
Pause.
Yes. What you got?
Out here with the team. What did he say that one day? Light work with the team.
Yeah, what the LeBrons?
What the LeBrons?
Number five, Supreme Dunk Lows. I think the red and the black are both fire. The whites I don't really care for that much.
I don't care for whites either.
But the red ones and the black ones are fire.
They're fire.
Number four.
The red ones are kind of underrated.
The red ones are underrated.
I think there should be. They're really good.
Number four, all three lobsters. They're amazing.
Oh, didn't even think of
all three lobsters.
You hate yellows. We got to do an argument. I don't, you don't like yellows.
I don't hate yellows. I prefer red. To me, it goes red, then blue, then yellow.
Did red come in that box, too, or just blues?
Just blues.
What did red come
in? No, red had a special packaging, too, but not like that not one the, with the foam thing.
The toxic box. Not the, yeah.
They all one. Of them had a special package. Well, I mean, I don't know about the yellows.
I've never seen
friends of family.
Well, yellows had that like fishing canister and like the shirt and the net and like.
Oh well, I mean, they only gave it out to employees, but I assume it came package. With something.
Number three, Heineken Dunk Lows. It's one of my favorite. Simple white and green with the red accents.
I wouldn't put it on there, but
I think
right
it's a little high.
Number two, what the Dunk Lows? I think they're fire.
Never crossed my mind.
And number
what
one,
the dunk oh okay, I'm
yeah, kidding. I couldn't even think of them. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
and number one is the pigeons. Like that's like,
you're
they're dope.
They're not
the
that
color
dope,
blocking. Bro. See, the pigeon color blocking to me is almost akin of like undefeated pigeon or color blocking.
Yeah,
what he did, what Jeff Staple did with making those colors on different shoes is just I don't know. He did. Something
have you
that,
watched Sneakerheads on Netflix yet?
I haven't. But I seen it on.
But wait, which one is that? Is that a newer one? Because there's one that I watched.
Is there one called Kicks or Sneakerheads?
Yeah, it's called Sneakerheads.
I've seen one with like an astronaut and a kid on the cover. Like
no, there is a movie.
There was one that was made, yeah, in like 2007 or 2000 something.
But
I've seen that one.
On Netflix right now, there's a movie called Sneakerheads. It's like an hour, maybe like an hour and 10 minutes. It is a must watch. Go home tonight after your massage.
Is it a movie or a documentary? Because the other one is a documentary. Yes,
Kicks is there is a movie called Kicks that was like limited release. It's about some kid who gets Jordan 1s and so they steal them from
Does
him.
Does he get
so
beat
he
up?
Gun. Yeah.
Yes, it's it's Macklemore's life story.
Yeah, yeah, that's a movie.
Yeah, I heard about that too. But no, there's a movie that's kind of old. I don't think it's called Sneakerhead. It's about shoes as well.
Just for Kicks?
Maybe that's
Tom
what it
Hanks?
Is. Yeah, yes, big, yes. Zoltar. Zoltan.
What
are
we at right now?
Simple
George's
done?
Top five.
You guys really praise Staple color combination. I do it.
I mean, it's like undefeated to me. Whatever they created is just special. I mean, you can put it on. Look how many different things it's on, and it still looks dope. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, those Puma dunks.
I would have
those Puma staples are fire.
I would have
you
to
have them,
disagree.
Don't you?
Actually, that might
I
be the
balance.
Only Puma shoe, besides like the Puma Roma, that might be the only Puma shoe that I actually would say.
Wait,
like,
you
oh,
don't
yeah,
like it?
Dope.
No, I don't like the fact that he constantly uses that same colorway on everything, single thing he does.
It's his.
I like it. It's fire. Number five, the one you texted me, Slam City Skates. Flames. I tried for so many years to get those,
Slam
and I
City
just went
Skates?
Like,
you mean Slam City Jams? Is it called
no,
Skates?
Skates, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, Slam City Skates is the name
you
of
tried
the,
forever to get those.
The
just
name
couldn't.
Of the UK store. I don't even know if they still exist, but yeah, I tried forever, and the prices were too high. I mean, by too high, I mean like $325. I wasn't paying that.
No, not back then.
Number four. Haven't heard this one yet. I'm kind of surprised. I know it was a GR when it came out. And then people started wearing them, and people were chasing them down. But the original Jordan Pack Royal Flames. I don't know why
those,
no
that,
one said
those
that.
Were dope. Those were dope.
Flames, Jordan Pack Royal Low.
Yeah.
Number three, Pigeon NYC. Absolutely. Colorway, awesome. Number two, Tiffany Low. Got to have that one on there.
Probably should have been your number one.
Well, number one is number one for a reason, and it's because it's based on a Jordan, Supreme Black Low.
Those are fire.
Best SB.
The red ones
time.
Are fire too, though. Give respect to the red.
I'm fine with the red ones, but the black ones are way. The materials are way better. Number one.
That must be your number one.
The color is based on a cement 3, cement 4, whatever you want to call it.
I mean,
that's
I
a
had it on
here. Not a cement 4. Cement 4 doesn't
it's the
have
same
elephant
thing.
Print
yes,
on
thank
it.
Thank you, but it's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's completely different. Whatever. Don't do that whatever. Just because you're a 4 fan.
Number 5.
Same
deal.
The Supreme Black Dunk Low.
About where it should be. I'm not with number 7.
Number 4, Tiffany Dunk Low.
Agreed.
Number 3, the Supreme Dunk High.
Which color? All of them?
All of them. If I personally had to say one, I would say the blue one. All
right.
That's just me, but they're all dope. Number 2, the Wu-Tang Dunk.
I knew you had it somewhere.
Dang, Don Fisher, if you're listening.
Yeah, and Don loves those.
Number 1, obviously, what the Dunk.
Why obviously?
Because it's an amalgamation of all the fucking best SBs. All
right, amalgamation. Jesus Christ. I'm at the biggest one on the Sneak This podcast yet. The amalgamation.
Webster's that.
We saw them at Cowtown, right? Remember he brought that pair out for us to look at, George?
Yeah, he was trying to sell it. And I was thinking he would say right. something that was like a good price.
He said $7,500, didn't he? No. We were there for shrimps. We were there for shrimp dunks. The fuck?
No, which location? He said $1,000.
Tempe.
Bullshit. They only sell for like $1,500.
Was it $1,000?
Oh, yeah, he said $1,000. Okay. You went to. I was there. Man, I must have been right.
For shrimps?
Swear to God.
Oh, me and George were there. We were What's trying that? To cop them
you
up.
You got there like.
We were there.
That's actually a dope dunk to me.
Shrimps are fire. Those. I forgot yeah, about
they're
those.
Dope.
I don't suck.
I then you and I and him must have like met each other first there because I mean I didn't know who you guys were, but I was there that morning when on the release.
I just remember like that lady or somebody tried to buy and didn't have enough money on their card or something.
Yeah, she had to go back out, come back in.
Yeah.
No. She was trying to buy two.
Yeah. Was that what it was?
Yeah. Oh, she was trying to buy two because I bought the size 10 that they wouldn't let her buy. She was trying to get 9.5 and 10. So I bought the 10, then Trejo bought the 9, and then
I don't remember, man. That was a long time.
That was a long time.
Damian
ago.
Walker.
11, 2011.
Damian Walker.
That was before I was even in ASU.
Where is that dude at these days?
He just started at the cart service.
That was probably before the $8 sign you existed.
Anything else?
No, I think that's the sneak disc.
Well, hold on. Yeah.
I just ended it.
Well, no, you could do it again.
All right.
There is one thing I wanted to mention because Simple talked about it a couple weeks ago. Number one, I can't believe they're selling for that much because it's freaking Vans.
Fear of God
Vans. I don't. It's not even like the print that I like, but the fact that they put off white laces with that, for some reason, it just looks so fucking dope. I don't know why.
I was going to bring that up earlier.
It looks so dope with the off white laces.
Those are
going
for
$350.
So much money.
I don't understand it. Wait, I mean, I realized they were
more than that.
They were very limited. Like every store got one size run or whatever, and that was it. So I understand, but I just
Nike,
can't believe
or
that Vans.
Nike. PacSun Scott's got like 10 pairs.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like a lot of people were told every store was 10 pairs. Yeah. But I can't believe a Vans era is selling for $350 to me. I mean, that's more than any of the WTAPs or WTAPS, whatever you want to call it, bones are selling for. That's stupid.
I think they suck, man. They suck. They should put like
I just
one
love
color and fear of on one toe and God on the other toe.
I mean, like, I'm sure they could have done
be
it better. But
you could write
it'd be
that.
Dope.
Let's buy whites. Let's buy Damn Daniels. And we'll just write that out, and we'll rock them.
We should. Anything else?
That's a sneak disc.
That's a sneak disc.